And he
is Gataranda Maharaj, huh?
Yes.
Yourself. I am told that you are little indifferent. Indifferent to the worldly affairs. This reminds me the speaker of Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami. His qualification was, he said, Parinishthitopi nadgunne uttama shloka lilaya grihita rita rajasi akhanam jato dhidhavam. Sukadev is addressing the assembly of the best intellectual giants of the time, authorities of different departments in the Shastric knowledge, authorities. Otri Vasishthas Chalano Saradvam Varishtanemi Bhigurangiracha Parasaru Gadhi Sutu Tharamo Daipayano Bhagavan Narodascha. All these were present in the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj. And dying, Parikshit Maharaj is sure to die after 7 days. So the assembly is a very grave nature. And all the stalwarts, they have come to congratulate, rather to console Parikshit Maharaj, the great exponent of the all sects of religious schools, helper. And he has been cast by the Brahmins, whose culture and the cultivate he supported best, and the curse has come from that quarter. So at heart they are very much aggrieved and came to give consolation to the Maharaj, Parikshit, who was noted for his religious temperament, and he is cast to death. So the stalwarts of the religious world all assembled there. And Parikshit Maharaj submissively put the question, sure death after 7 days, within 7 days, how I can utilize my time? You are so many authorities, by the grace of the Lord, fortunately have assembled here. I am at your disposal. Help me that after death, after the sure death, I may attain blissful life. Then they are, according to their stages of realization, they are advising. Some say yoga, some recommend tapasya, some dhanam in this way. But Parikshit Maharaj again very humbly presented that you, of course, give some unanimous verdict that it will be easy for me to follow your advice. Then they were consulting, discussing and consulting within them. But differences are going on in their opinion. At this time, at that time, Sukadev Goswami appeared, a young man of 16, without any dress, quite naked, but a good figure, beautiful, and stout and strong, like a half mad, he is entering the assembly. And some boys are behind them, and they are throwing dust and this and that, like just as to a madman. The whole assembly stood up with respect. The boys disappeared. And they all conjectured that this must be that Shuko, about whom we have heard, but we have not the chance of seeing him. Perhaps that boy has come. So all stood in respect. And then they could recognize Vasudeva was there. Then he was welcomed. And unanimously he was put into the chair of the speaker. Then all the gentlemen, the leaders of the religious India at the time, they unanimously told that we are all very eager to hear from him, this boy, this young youth, Maharaj. You are great fortunate, and your fortune has attracted him, and let us all hear. You put questions to him, and let us all hear submissively. We have got a very good chance. We want to hear him. We are waiting for long. What is his realization? We want to know. Because in his eyes even there is no distinction of a man and a woman. Women does not care to cover themselves. The women do never see anything in his eyes that they feel necessity of covering them. Such is his vision, which is not fixed in any worldly plane. No charm of any worldly things has got in his heart. His eyes, his everything is meant for some transcendental thing. So what is his realization? We are very eager to know. Put questions to him. So Sukhdev Goswami also gave his own acquaintance, expressed his position. What am I? Parinishthitopi nirgunye. I was regularly trained in transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge. I am established there. But uttama shloka lilaya grihita teta. But my attention has been forcibly snatched towards some higher cosmos. Higher cosmos. Above the transcendental impersonal conception. Generally, transcendental is known to this world, to the philosophers of this world, to be impersonal. It is something like zero, infinite, and zero is of same characteristic. Same characteristic. So where we cannot have any entrance as a subject to investigation, for investigation. The subject has got its stand far below. Only have some conjecture of some hazy thing, the jiva soul. So only cloudy, like a sky, infinite blue something. So the spiritual sky is also seen like a infinite sky, blue sky, that is Brahma, non-differentiated, non-specified, infinite space, which we cannot have any experience of, practical experience. Nirgun, that is the summation of all negation. The positive experience is confined to only to this world, to us. This ear experience, this eye experience, this touch experience, some total of these experience and something drawn from that in the mental world, that is our property here. That is Saguna. And this, all these experiences to have any conjecture of that background. So it is Nirgun, summation of all the experiences are absent there. The positive knowledge of our experience is absent, completely there. So that is Nirguna, we are told. Parinishthitopi Nirgunne, I am well established there. Pari, mana sampurna rupena, perfectly. I am established there. In connection, all this in connection of what you called negation of all these positive things we experience in this world. Uttama shloko lilaya gishita cheta rajarsi. But oh prince, this is my real stage, what I give vent here to. Uttama shloko lilaya. Something extraordinary, higher wave has that higher wave current has carried me to some other world. Some other world, and that cannot be a part of this world of experience. Uttama shloko lilaya. Uttama. Ut, mana udgatastamu. Noon science is to be traced here. Noon science, no darkness, no ignorance. That I am sure. That is all light, all knowledge, that sphere. All below. That is as at the foundation. Is all consciousness, pure consciousness, nothing of the mundane to be placed here. Uttama, udgatastam, udhitama, beyond the boundary of all conceptions of ignorance, misconception. Uttama shloka lilaya. Uttama shlokati. And Uttama Shloka. Shloka means charitra, conduct. A flow of life is to be traced there, which cannot be compared with anything of this mundane jurisdiction. A higher conception of life, rather the highest conception of life. Shloka. Grihita cheta rajarshi. I am captured totally by the charm of that sort of life, that sort of pastimes, that sort of flow of nectar in activity. I have come in connection with Grihita Cheta Rajasi, forcibly carried my mind by my understanding. Has been forcibly carried and engaged there. I can't come away, come down from that charm, the land of that charm, of that charming land. Grihita akhanam yad adhitavan. Then I had to come to my father. Before this he tried his best to take me to that direction somewhat, but I didn't care. Then again I shall have to come to my father, the Vedabhyas, and to be a regular student, I had to I had to study the ways and nature, about the ways and nature of that that higher entity.
Tadirangte vidhasami mahapaurushiko bhavan.
You are a great personality, having you desire to have the highest prospect of life. It will, you are suitable to that. Mahapaurushiko bhavan. The highest end. You are fortunate enough to receive that sort of highest attainment. Tadidang tevidi shami. I shall just try to give you the news, my experience about that transcendental lila of the reality, the beautiful divine love. Mahapurushiko bhavan. With this introduction, he began to deliver his lectures, which continued for 7 days. 7 days, different questions, answers, and the Krishna lila was established. And all the religious authorities of the time, they all very submissively gave their ears to the teachings of Śūka Gosvāmī, that is Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Krishna Līlā. It is meant for whom? The Līlā is transcendental. Though it has got much similarity with the last full movements of this world, but it is just the opposite. Krishnendriya priti vansha tare bodhi, Atyendriya priti vansha tare bodhi kaam, Krishnendriya priti vansha dhare prema naam, ataiva kaam preme bhutanta, kaam andhatam prem nirmala bhaskar. The soul in bondage, their aspiration, mostly for men, for the women, and for women, for the men, because they find there the most of the food of the senses, of the food of the major portion of our senses is to be found there. So natural attraction is there. The whole prakriti, even in the trees, even in the beasts, even in human beings, everywhere we find. But this is perverted reflection, and they just oppose it. Krishnendriya priti vansha. Just as Sumeru and the Kumeru, South Pole and North Pole, just oppose it. One is desperately search after sense pleasure, and another, the opposite, the highest dedication one can command for the satisfaction of the center. Provincialism, selfishness, extended selfishness. But in the infinite, extended selfishness has got no value. So I am self-interested, or I may be interested for the family members, or village members, or society, or the country, or at least the whole globe, or whole solar system. But that is only an infinitely small part. Small part in comparison with the infinite existence has got no value. So what is the conception of the whole? We must dedicate everything, even an atom in our energy, should go to the center. no less than. And what sort of center? In Bhagavad Gita we find Krishna says to Arjuna, Athava bahunaitena kingyatena tava Arjuna vishtadbhavidam krishna mekaṁsena sthitu jagat. What more I shall go to enumerate Arjuna to you? I am here, I am there, this is in me, everything is me. No, in nutshell, whatever you can conceive is in my one part. The conception of infinite. We read in Maya's essay, everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference. Infinite. Something towards that. So, whatever the smallest energy I can command, it must be directed to the center, who is representing the whole infinite, rather so many infinite things in one part, towards that. And how to connect with that farthest conceived reality? It can come only down, Sauta Pantha. Never by empirical method, but deductive method. He can come, we cannot go. We can only submissively accept that way, that is free by our free will. And the free will must be guided by Sukriti, or Gyanta Sukriti, Gyanta Sukriti. Then it comes to the level of Shraddha, that is faith proper. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma hita hai. If I serve the center, everything is served and perfectly. Otherwise, if I serve anything, that is like an understanding between two dacoits or two thieves. Not more than that. Misguided, they combine nectarity, something like that. So, the center of welfare of the whole that is to be detected. Otherwise our energy will be lost. How it is possible? Is it possible at all? Some men, unknown and unknowable, just in mathematics, this is to the nth term, to nth infinite. Recurring, goes to the infinite, nth term. So unknown and unknowable. I told several times before, I was questioned by an Arya Samaji leader, that if finite can know infinite, he is no infinite. And I could tell, for the grace of my Guru Maharaj, that if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, then he is no infinite. So in that direction, the connection may come. From the direction of the infinite. And we are to catch that. And his agents only can help us to catch the thread. And this is a nutshell, what's the matter. I was told that our Kirtanananda Swami is not much interested in this, even in the administration of the ISKCON. Is indifferent to this worldly, the transaction between ISKCON and the world, not very earnest to that, but he goes on in his own way, and still he is the strongest supporter, one of the strongest supporter of the ISKCON. But he has come here today. He is the president of this town, I am told, is it not? He has come to see me because I have got some friendly connection with his great Guru Maharaj. Now, I am also told that serious sittings are going on to discuss the important affairs of the internal management of ISKCON, but I don't understand how he has come, make his time to come here in the midst of such grave engagement, serious engagement. Still, he has come. And I would like to see if he has something from him. I am told that perhaps by his earnestness, Baba Vrindavan has been created there, is it?
Yes.
And like a prince, like a king, he has represented his Gurudev there, I was told. And very valuable. Of course, it is a sincere common sense that everything will be considered of high value must be given to the feet of Gurudev, of the God and Gurudev. It is because so long our mind is captured by the charm of this beauty of this world, that all should be dedicated to the God and to the Guru, and thereby we can get relief, we can get release from the charm of those bright things in this world. Everything what is considered to be good must be devoted. Jat karushi jat asnasi, jat juhushi jat asi jat, jat tavasya sikounteya, tat krusya madarpanam, karmapam, varnasram dharma. The next higher, Krishna karmapam, varnasram dharma, that is, dedicates everything to Krishna, but indirectly. Then, in the Ram Rai dialogue, the kaho vajjo aage kaho aar, this is also superficial, go deeper. Then Ramananda Rai told, Krishna karmatpam sadhva sadhva, we must be fully conscious that all the activities of varnasram is has got direct connection with Krishna, not indirect. Itaitat karma phalam sri krishnaya samarpitamastu. That is indirect way to see the nose in this way. But direct, everything is meant to satisfy Krishna with that consciousness which much to discharge any sort of duty in this world with Krishna consciousness at heart, Krishna karmatpam. So everything what is considered to be charming and what is considered to be beautiful and good must be devoted to the service. Then only we can get out of the charm of those things. The environment, the utilization of the present environment for the service of the Lord. And then we can cross successfully this world and go up towards more conscious area, spiritual area, soul area. Bhut bhuvasa maha jana tapa satyam. I asked Swami Maharaj to construct a temple where the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy would be demonstrated. I had a mind to construct such temple here, but that was too much for me in my past. I could not do it. Then when I was told that he will build a temple there, I humbly put my desire. Like I wanted to do so according to Brihad Bhagavatam with Sanatana Goswami. The whole structure of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy will be represented there in the mandir. Bhuva-sa-maha-janatapa-in-a-spiral-way, in this way, then viraya-brahma-lok-bhedi-parabh-bhompai, tabeyaya-tadupari-gulok-vindavan, to show by demonstration that such is the structural position of Gaudiya Vaishnava theology, and from there Krishna has come down in this prapancha, in this world, very kindly, to give us the clue how we can be lifted up there in the highest place. And in a scientific way, that should be dealt with. Dealt with when we will come to have the darshan of the temple. He will go back with an idea of the whole structure of the all the religious conceptions ever come into the world, and the development in a scientific basis. What is Bhulok? The land of experience of the seven senses, five senses. Bhubalok, without this body, the mental experience world, and there is also classification. Sa, maha, janata, bhubalok, pitrilok, somewhat, pretaloka, and devaloka, sarlok, and maharloka, above devaloka, bhrigu, parviti, rishigam. Then satya tapa in this way, there is brahma in the satya loka, chatushan, satya loka, then viraya, the highest position what the Buddhist wants to attain, prakriti loya. And above that, brahma loya, that of Shankara, ends there, finishes. Then shiva loka, bhakta shiva, Vaikuntha, the land discovered by Ramanuja, given to the world. Vaikuntha, and Parabrahma, and there are so many Vaikunthas for so many types of the phases, different phases in Leela of Narayana, in the center. Then above, Ajodhya, Ramachandra, Vatsalya Rasa, first beginning, then Dwaraka, Bahubala, then Krishna, Mathura. And again in Mathura sphere, there is Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda. How? From what standpoint it is being higher and higher conception? This is to be depicted. And he accepted this plan and asked his followers to go on constructing such a temple. But I am too old. He could not see, and perhaps may not see. But anyhow, your combination is really encouraging, and what you are doing is a very big thing, beyond our expectation. We could not think even so much success as was attained by my revered God brothers, Swami Maharaj. So far so that I cannot think him but Shaktavish Avatar. Some higher power came and inspired him and worked for him. Otherwise it's a tremendous action of such in the plane of such a high degree of theology can never be expected to happen. So some super super higher divine force power worked in him. No doubt. Muktanam Vishidhanam Sudur Lava Prasantatma Kotishvari Mahamuni Tavasi Bhodhiko Yogi Jani Bhopi Matudhika Kurmi Bhaschadhiko Yogi Tasmat Yogi Bhavarjuna Yogi Namavishadvesang Madgati Nantaratmana Suddhavam Bhajati Yomang Swami Yuktatamo Mata. Wealth of the from the so high, from the highest plane was taken in and distributed so lavishly in the world. That is a supernatural activity, supernatural power. Gaudhari Bolin, you all represent him before me. So I am so happy and think me fortunate that I am surrounded, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, that in the near future the Europeans, the white men, will also join this black men here under the common banner of the Lord Chaitanya and go on with Krishna Kirtan. And the Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, began and have done or such a done in a great magnitude by Swami Maharaj, which is unthinkable by us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Bol, Gaur Hare Bol, Nidai Chaitanya, Daya, Gaur Hare Bol.
No, I have just come to here. I have not come. I'm just very grateful to you for reminding me of Prabhupada and enlightening me further about his divine grace.
He wants to be reminded of your Prabhupada.
He said you reminded him of Prabhupada.
Yes.
You are reminding him.
I am reminding him about his Prabhupada. His Prabhupada, perhaps 44, when he was in business, whenever he had some money in his hand, back to Godhead. One issue of back to Godhead. The issue of back to Godhead came to us. And every now and then, oh, let us go. And attack Jawaharlal and Gandhi. What are they are doing? Why not they doing, if really they want to do good to the people, why do they not take the line of Mahaprabhu, of Gauriya Mahal? Where the goose chasing and getting so much name and fame, let us go and attack. And he wrote, let us now and then no reply, but he used to go on pushing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he had to fight with his worldly life also. Not only poverty, but also the characteristic of his family, not very favorable. Yashyam anugrinami harishi taddhanam sanai. To attract him wholesale towards his own, Krishna arranged in such a way that the environment may not be favorable for this worldly life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. An original thinking also he had in the business life. He created from oil some medicine for injection. He told me that I went to some doctor, please canvas my decadine or something like that. It can be injected for, in the case of cod liver and the other oily medicines are used for purpose, like cough. So it can be in case. The doctor said oil can never be injected. But yes, I know that oil cannot be injected, but you see, the milk can be injected, but ghee cannot be injected. But ghee comes from milk. So the oil cannot be injected, but oil has got its fundamental position, and from there it may be prepared. So it can be injected and it will give the result of the cod liver, or that is oil, something like that. So that was his original conception, to keep oil into the plane of injection. Hare Krishna, chemist. Hare Krishna. And when he was an agent of Kartik Bose, P.C. Rai, that company, Bengal Chemical, he came in connection with Prabhupada, his Gurudev, really. Before that, on the cursory view with his friend, he saw Prabhupada in Calcutta once only for an hour or so. But actually he came to connection with his guru from Allahabad. Allahabad. And just before that, the Tapasvi Maharaj at present in Chaitanya Math, that he was the Math commander of that Allahabad Math. And I went there for a visit, for some devotional activity, and I was told, he took me to Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charan Aurobindo. Then I arranged for Bhagavat Path in one evening. And also, our prasadam was also taken there. It was so arranged. His father was living, Gaur Mahan. He was very happy to see us. And that was the connection, the permanent connection to Gauri Amat from that time. And perhaps in 33 or so, when the foundation was led by Sir Malcolm Harry, the governor of Allahabad, of the Rupa Gauri Amat lecture hall, that year he took initiation. Hari Guru Maharaj coming back to Allahabad from Vrindavan, after Vrindavan Parikrama finished, at that time he took initiation and came in closer connection. Then he went to Bombay, left the service life and independently took the business life, and in Bombay. There also I was in his connection. Then left Bombay, came to Calcutta, and there was also next door neighbor, his sub-desi, we were, with four rooms, first floor, and the ground floor, his laboratory. So closer connection I had with him than any other godfathers. And discussion also about Bhagavad Gita and the Gauri Amat principles and Mahaprabhu at this day. And lastly, he took the. He wrote a letter from Allahabad to me. I am disgusted with human society on a postcard. But that is missing. I am searching, but I don't have that postcard. I am disgusted with human, rather the birds and the beasts. They seem to be very friendly to me. But this human society. Then he took sannyas and devoted him completely, totally, that Bhagavad translation, and gradually the Prabhupada's inspiration came, and he went to your land. Prabhupada sent his men to London, to England, but he wrote in Gauriya that Marking Muluk, the American land, His material had been tried. He wrote it in the weekly journal, Gaudiya. I remember that Markin Muluk, the land that is American land, is not yet attempted but Mahaprabhu's service. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And the Prabhupada expressed his heartfelt desire that Mayapur, the land of Mahaprabhu, must be ornamented with gold and diamond. Once, one of his old disciples, when he engaged himself in digging Gaur Kunda, he